Campus FM gli presenta Il Balomba, program li jagħti ħarsa li l-aħħar ġrajiet u żviluppi relatati mal-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Produzzjoni u prezentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba.
L-għodu għattajba jina Jasmine Saliba nsalmilkom u nilqakom għall-edizzjoni tal-lum tal-program Il-Balomba, l-program li jżommkom aġġornati b'dak li jkun qed iseħħ fl-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej kif ukoll anke b'aħbarijiet oħra illi b'xi mod jistgħu jkunu ta' interess għalina, però ovvjament li jkunu qed joħorġu mill-varji istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Dan ser ikun ukoll l-aħħar programm għal din is-sena u mbagħad jissokta ovvjament mis-sena 2014. Però nibdew biex nagħtu ħarsa lejn l-aħbarijiet prinċipali illi kellna f'dawn l-aħħar jiem. Il-Kummissjoni Ewropea adottat il-programm Shift to Rail li hija sħubija ġdida pubblika u privata biex tinvesti ftit inqas minn biljun euro fir-riċerka u l-innovazzjoni bilan li jiżdiedu l-passiġġieri u l-merkanzija li jużaw il-ferroviji fl-Ewropa. Dan qed isir minħabba li l-ferrovija hija fost l-aktar forom ta' trasport effiċjenti u ekoloġiċi, iżda illum iġorbis bejn 10% tal-merkanzija Ewropea u 6% tal-passiġġieri Ewropej kull sena. Sim Kallas, il-Viċi President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea, responsabbli għat-trasport, għal li jekk iridu ntellgħu aktar passiġġieri u merkanziji fuq il-ferroviji tal-Ewropa, jeħtieġ li l-ferroviji jipprovdu servizzi aħjar u joffru għażla interessanti lill-firxa usa ta' klijenti. Iżda biex dan isir il-ferrovija trid l-innovazzjoni. Din iskubija pubblika privata hija pasta ġgant il-qudiem li ser tixpruna l-innovazzjoni biex jitnaqsu l-ispejjeż tas-servizzi tal-ferrovija, tiżdied il-kapaċità u jiġu provduti servizzi aktar frekwenti għal klijenti. Il-Kummissarju għar-Riċerka Meghan Quinn qalet li dan l-investiment ser jippermetti sforz industrijali kbir li jaqgħad il-finanzjament pubbliku privat tul is-settur kollu tal-ferroviji sabiex jiġu żviluppati teknoloġiji u soluzzjonijiet strateġiċi li jgħinu jsaħħu il-kompetittività tan-negozji Ewropej u jżommu l-Ewropa minn ta' quddiem fis-suq dinji tal-ferroviji. Dan jixed perfettament l-effett ta' ingranaġġ ta' budget tal-Unjoni Ewropea għat-kabbir u għall-impjiegi. Shift to Rail hija skubija pubblika privata meqjusa bħala waħda ambizzjuża li ser tmexxi programm ta' ħidma mifrux fuq 7 snin ta' riċerka u innovazzjoni iddedikati bilan li jifirdu l-iżvilupp ta' servizzi tal-ferroviji aħjar fl-Ewropa. Se tiżviluppa u tħaffef it-tqejjid fis-suq tal-avvanzi teknoloġiċi. Bis-skubija Shift to Rail il-Kummissjoni qiegħda tmur lil-in milli titriplika il-finanzjament tagħha għal-riċerka u l-innovazzjoni fil-qasam tal-ferroviji sa' ammonta 450 miljon euro għal-periodu bejn 2014 u 2020, imqabbel mal 155 miljon għal-periodu preċedenti. Ma dan il-finanzjament wieħed irid iżid l 470 miljon euro oħra mill-industrija tal-ferroviji. Il-benefiċċji netti ta' dan l-approċċ kollaborattiv it-tul għandhom jagħtu mbottatura ta' bilħaq sostanzjali l-innovazzjoni fl-industrija tal-ferrovija imqabbel mal-konfinanzjament preċedenti li kien jiffoka fuq proġetti individwali. Ix-Shift to Rail beħsiba tagħti riżultati fost tnaqqisha 50% fil-kost taċ-ċiklu tal-ħajja ta' trasport bil-ferrovija, jiġifieri l-ispejjeż tal-kostruzzjoni tal-operat tal-ġestjoni tat-tiġdid tal-infrastruttura u tal-vetturi ferrovjari. Żieda komplessiva fil-kapaċità b'qabża ta' 100% u żieda komplessiva fl-affidibilità b'qabża ta' 50% fit-taqsim id-differenti tas-suq tal-ferrovija. Ir-riċerka u l-innovazzjoni se jiffokaw fuq 5 oqsma mlinin. It-tip tal-kwalità tas-servizzi b'enfasi fuq l-iżvilupp ta' ġenerazzjoni ġdida ta' ferroviji ta' kapaċità għolja li jkunu kost effiċjenti u affidabbli, iż-żieda tal-kapaċità tal-att ta' ferroviji li operaw l-istess traġitti li jiġu żviluppati sistemi intelligenti aħjar ta' ġestjoni u kontroll ta' traffiku, il-provvedimenti ta' infrastruttura affidabbli u ta' kwalità għolja, inkluż bit-tnaqqis tal-istorbju, binari, żvilupp ta' ġestjoni intelligenti, u l-prevediment ta' sistemi integrata ta' tuħ ta' biljetti, l-pjanar tal-vjaġġ, l-żvilupp ta' soluzzjonijiet u servizzi informatiċi innovattivi. Prattikament, hawnhekk qegħdin nitkellmu fuq sistemi illi jfakkruna ħafna f'dak li qegħdin jiġu implementati f'setturi ta' trasport oħra, bħalmija l-avjazzjoni. Wieħed jistaqsi, ovvjament domanda pjuttost probabbli retorika, jekk anka dan l-iżvilupp jasalx fuq gżiritna. Il-Kummissjoni nidiet proġett pilota biex tkun hemm aktar aċċess għad-data ta' riċerka li toħroġ u tkun finanzjata b'mod pubbliku. Fil-fatt informazzjoni siewja li tkun prodotta minn riċerkaturi f'ħafna proġetti finanzjati mill-Unjoni Ewropea ser tkun maqsuma b'mod liberu bħala riżultat ta' proġett pilota dwar open data ta' riċerka f'programm Orizzont 2020. Riċerkaturi fi proġetti li jipparteċipaw fi proġett pilota huma mitluba li jagħmlu d-data sostanti meħtieġa biex jivvalidaw ir-riżultati preżentati f'pubblikazzjonijiet xjentifiċi u informazzjoni xjentifika oħra tkun disponibbli għal użu minn riċerkaturi oħra. Kif ukoll mill-industri innovattivi u għaliex li anka miċ-ċittadini. Dan ser iwassal għal xjenza aħjar u aktar effiċjenti u trasparenza mtejba għaċ-ċittadini u s-soċjetà. Apparti minn hekk din l-inizjattiva ser tikkontribwixxi wkoll għad kabbir ekonomiku permezz tal-innovazzjoni miftuħa. Għas-snin 2014 u 15 iż-żoni suġġett se jipparteċipaw fir-riċerka miftuħa se jirċievu finanzjament ta' madwar iktar minn 30 biljun. Il-Kummissjoni tirrikonoxxi li d-data ta' riċerka hija importanti daqs pubblikazzjonijiet u għalhekk ħabret li fl-2012 kien hemm esperiment mal-aċċess miftuħ għad-data tar-riċerka. Il-pilota fuq dan il-proġett pilota fuq dan il-proġett innifsu dwar informazzjoni xjentifika għall-informazzjoni tas-settur pubbliku jimmira li jtejjeb u jimmassimizzaw l-aċċess għal u l-użu mill-ġdid ta' l-informazzjoni li toħroġ mid-data tar-riċerka li tkun iġġenerata minn proġetti għal beneficju tas-soċjetà u l-ekonomija. Il-proġett pilota jinvolvi oqsma ewlonin ta' l-Orizzont 2020, fosthom teknoloġiji futuri u emerġenti, l-infrastrutturi elettroniċi u infrastrutturi ta' riċerka, tmexxija fit-teknoloġiji abilitanti u industrijali, teknoloġiji tal-informazzjoni, kif ukoll ir-rabta tagħha mal-isfidi tas-soċjetà bħal aktar sigurtà, aktar indafa u aktar enerġija effiċjenti. Il-partijiet relatati mal-ibliet u l-komunitajiet intelligenti bħal-sfida tas-soċjetà fuq sma bħal-azzjoni fil-klima, ambjent, l-effiċjenza tal-riżorsi u tal-materja prima, l-sfida tas-soċjetà biex ikollna Ewropa f'dinja li qed tinbidel, il-ħolqien tas-soċjetajiet inklusivi, innovattivi u riflessivi, kif ukoll l-aspett marbut max-xjenza u s-soċjetà. Neil Kress, il-Viċi President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea għall-Aġenda Diġitali qalet li għannafu l-kondivizjoni u d-data ta' riċerka u użu mill-ġdid għandha potenzjal enormi għax-xjenza, is-soċjetà u l-ekonomija. Dan il-proġett pilota huwa opportunità biex naraw kif qatt ta' disċiplini differenti u isma oħra fil-prattika ikunu jistgħu jifhmu aħjar l-ostakli li jatfadal biex ikun hemm aktar kollaborazzjoni però fuq kollox aktar riżultati effiċjenti. B'xi mod marbut mal-programm Orizzont 2020 kif ukoll mar-riċerka u l-innovazzjoni hija t-tnedija tal-ewwel fażi ta' applikazzjonijiet għal programm il-ġdid tal-Unjoni Ewropea illi huwa marbut mar-riċerka u l-innovazzjoni. Il-programm LIMIS li għandu allokazzjoni ta' 15 miljun euro jinfirex fuq 7 snin. Fil-fatt aktar minn 15 miljun huma disponibbli li jitrasformaw kultura intraprenditoriali jagħtu lill-istudenti l-konfidenza s-sena u l-appoġġ li jistabbilixxu n-negozji tagħhom biex jgħinuhom imorru globali. 5 miljun huma disponibbli biex jgħinu jiżviluppaw u jipromuvu l-intraprenditorija fl-IT, b'mod partikolari fis-skola għolja u l-istudenti universitari. U biex jinelbu l-bizza ta' falliment li ma tħallix lin-nies milli ssegwu l-idea ta' negozju qawwi. Is-sejħa għall-fondi huwa partikolarment immirata lejn aċċelaraturi inkubaturi, kif ukoll clusters u atturi oħrajn tal-komunità intraprenditorjali. Il-finanzjament huwa disponibbli għal proġetti li jkunu uffikati fuq iż-żgħażagħ. il-Kummissjoni trid ukoll tappoġġja laboratorji ta' intraprenditorija fl-IT biex studenti intraprenditori, dizzinjaturi, universitajiet u professuri jinġibu flimkien fl-spazji ta' esperiment biex titrawem intraprenditorija li tkun missjuqa mill-innovazzjoni. Finalment il-Kummissjoni qiegħda tittama li tappoġġja kampanja li tinfirex madwar l-Unjoni Ewropea illi tibdel il-kultura ta' riskju li tittieħed fl-Ewropa billi jiġu identifikati modelli li jaqsmu kif huma jkunu ippruvaw u jnaqsu wkoll illi jkun hemm minn mod illi wieħed jgħix falliment għax ikun falla fi proġett, però ikun ukoll iddur it-trend u tħares li jkun hemm aktar proġetti li jkunu pruvati u apart minn hekk ikunu rnexxew. Il-Viċi President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Neil Kress qalet illi qiegħed ħafna startups innovattivi madwar l-Ewropa minn Barcellona sa Berlin, Stratford, Sofija u jeħtieġu l-għajnuna kollha tal-istess Kummissjoni. Hi qalet li għandna bżonn li tinbena web ekonomika b'saħħitha li tħaddan u taċċelera r-rivoluzzjoni diġitali li tappoġġja l-intraprenditori li se tniedi n-negozji online innovattivi u li se jbidlu d-dinja u joħolqu impjiegi għaż-żgħażagħ tagħna. U dan il-finanzjament Orizzont 2020 imur triq twila biex xejn f'dan l-iżvilupp. Iż-żewġ seħiet li nfetħu fil-11 ta' Diċembru li għadda ser iwasslu wkoll biex ikunu jingħalqu f'April illi ġej. U dawk interessati għandhom jibgħatu l-proposti tagħhom lejn l-Unjoni Ewropea. Apparti minn hekk, fis-16 ta' Jannar ser ikun hemm seminars illi ser ikunu miftuħa l-intraprenditori u oħrajn li huma fis-settur tat-teknoloġija filwaqt li seminars oħra ser isiru fl-24 ta' Jannar u dawn ser ikunu ffukati għall-innovazzjoni fl-IT u anka ser ikunu ffukati biex jingħataw appoġġi għall-intraprenditorija. Il-Kummissjoni qed tippreżenta pjan direzzjonali għat-tlestija tas-suq uniku għall-konsenja tal-pakketti. Ninsabu fl-istaġun tal-miliet, forsi kien hawn min għamel ix-xiri tiegħu b'mod elettroniku u anka forsi jkun qed jistenna xi pakketti ta' rigali minn nies li jmorru ilin jgħu lin mill-konfini ta' fejn jgħixu u ovvjament allura f'dan il-perjodu partikolari l-istaġun tal-miliet iwassal biex ipoġġi dan is-suq taħt test. Aktar kmini din il-ġimgħa l-Kummissjoni adottat komunikazzjoni propju fuq it-tlestija tas-suq uniku għall-konsenji ta' pakketti biex tingħata spinta lill-kummerċ elettroniku fl-Unjoni Ewropea u biex jiżguraw illi l-bejja bl-imnut b'mod elettroniku u l-konsumaturi jkollhom aċċess għal servizzi aċċessibbli u konsenji ta' pakketti ta' kwalità għolja. Il-komunikazzjoni hija segwitu għal Green Paper li ħarġet is-sena l-oħra fuq suq ta' pakketti li jkun integrat. Hija tibni fuq ir-riżultati tal-konsultazzjoni u l-ħidma mwitqa s'issa mill-Kummissjoni u l-partijiet interessati u tistabilixxi aktar azzjonijiet biex jindirizzaw problemi bil-kunsinna u l-isfidi affaċċjati mill-konsumaturi u minn bejja bl-imnut elettroniċi fl-Unjoni Ewropea. Il-Kummissarju responsabbli mis-suq intern u servizzi Michel Barnier qal il-gwida mis-suq tal-pakketti tal-e-commerce u karatterizzat minn tkappi rapidu u mill-innovazzjoni. Kif ukoll minn sinjali ta' falliment tas-suq, partikolarment fil-qasam tal-oti transkonfinali ta' l-istess suq innifsu. Jeħtieġ aktar azzjoni biex il-bejja ikunu motija servizz ta' konsenja ta' kwalità għolja li jkun aċċessibbli u affordabbli. Kif ukoll ikun hemm ħarsa lejn l-ħtiġijiet ta' l-SMEs u fl-istess waqt jinfirex lejn reġjuni anqas avvanzati u li anka forsi ġeografikament huma inqas aċċessibbli. L-industrija qed wassal l-isforz issa wieħed jistenna r-riżultati biex dawn l-impenni li qed tieħu l-istess Kummissjoni ikunu soddisfatti. L-elementi ewlenin ta' dan il-pjan huma li jkun hemm aspetti illi iħarsu lejn modi kif il-kwistjonijiet involuti li konċernaw is-suq mhux komplut ikunu indirizzati. Iħarsu lejn aktar trasparenza u informazzjoni kif ukoll disponibilità aħjar, kwalità u l-affordabilità tas-soluzzjonijiet tal-konsinja kif ukoll titjib fil-ġestjoni ta' l-elementi u l-mekkaniżmi ta' rimedju għall-konsumaturi. Ftit tal-ġurnat ilu f'Malta kien hawn preżenti Madame Dan Bertier li hija d-direttur ta' l-interpreti tal Direttorat Ġenerali tal-Interpreti fidan il-Kummissjoni Ewropea. Aħna ħadna l-opportunità biex nagħmlula intervista għal nisimgħu dwar l-aspetti ta' impjiegi illi joffri dan id-direttorat kif ukoll l-isfidi illi tista' tiffaċċja l-lingwa Maltija kemm il-darba ma jkunx hemm biżejjed nies illi jagħmlu karriera f'dan is-settur. Però nisimgħu aktar wara din il-waqfa.
In your communications, you refer to the possibilities and challenges for Maltese language interpreters. Can you kindly indicate what kind of challenges one can face in such a career, and also what are the opportunities?
Well, for Maltese interpreters, the challenges and the opportunities are basically the same as for other languages, because the job of an interpreter is one where you try and analyze what a speaker says and you try and render it into another language. So you do not necessarily need to be a linguist to be an interpreter. You can actually, if you have good language skills, you can come from different walks of life. You can come from an engineering background, a pharmacist background. If you have good languages, you can be taught the skills of an interpreter. But of course, one of the challenges is that you have to have a very wide range of interest. You should read papers and you should keep informed about what goes on, not only in the European Union, but on various issues, because these are the issues that you will deal with in the meetings. Now, what are the challenges in the job? It requires quick intelligence, a curiosity, intellectual curiosity, and it also requires that you are pretty stress resistant, because meetings these days can be quite complex and are on the whole quite complex, or they are very high level, so there is a stress element there because you want to do a good job. And an added stress, I think, for Maltese interpreters is that for Maltese, when a Maltese head of government or a minister speaks, it is the Maltese interpreters who work back into another language. So they work either into English mostly, which is what we call retour. But it means that they have a very great responsibility, because if they work from Maltese back into English, it means that from English it goes to all the other languages. So if the Germans are to understand what the Maltese are saying, it goes via English, and therefore the responsibility is very great on the part of the Maltese interpreter.
What is the challenge that the Maltese language will face if there's not enough people who take up this career?
I think this is one of the reasons why my colleagues and I came to Malta today, or this week. Because what we see is that we still need quite a large number of interpreters from Maltese. We have at the moment in the European Commission, we have only 3 permanent staff members. That means that it's a very low number compared with some of the other, if I can call it, smaller languages. We have on average between 8 and 10 people. Plus we have, of course, a number of colleagues who work on the freelance market whom we can contract on a day-to-day basis. But we're hoping to increase the stock of people who are employed as officials. If we don't manage to do that, the problem will be we cannot deliver the Maltese interpretation in the meetings. And then if that goes on for long enough, then the delegates will stop asking for interpretation. In fact, what we see for Maltese in the very beginning, after enlargement, there was Maltese requested for very few meetings because the Maltese government representatives knew that we didn't have enough interpreters. But as we built up the interpreters, they started asking for Maltese in more languages. And that is a fantastic boost also for the interpreters to realize that Maltese is being requested more. But to maintain that momentum, it is necessary to continue to train Maltese interpreters and to try and integrate more Maltese interpreters in the European Commission, as probably also in the European Parliament, because that's a separate service, but they also need Maltese interpreters.
Why should one be attracted to such a career?
I think the career of an interpreter is quite special. It is an environment where you get a taste of dealing with many things. You get to witness history in the making, in a sense. You see decision taking at the European institutions in the making. You can do it at a lower level, at a consultative level, but you can also find yourself in a summit where the heads of state and government meet. It's also a job where you have to be versatile. You can be dealing with vegetables one day, or market regulation for pig meat, and the next day you're dealing with legal status of immigrants, or you're dealing with something on financial instruments. So you have a job which varies very much. It's not a 9-to-5 job. You get confronted with very different subjects. You have different colleagues you work with. And in general, it is just an exhilarating job and a very fascinating process, I think.
What is the European Union's view in terms of diversity, the role and the status of a language, even as you referred to the smaller languages per se?
Yeah. I think in terms of the European Union, well, I can't speak for the European Union, but I speak as director for interpretation. In the European Union's view, all languages are equal, and this is actually in the treaties. Every nation's national language becomes an official language of the European Union. So, in terms of objectivity, all of the languages are considered equal. However, in practice, it turns out that some languages are used in every meeting. English, French, and German are probably used in every meeting. Other languages are used in fewer meetings, and this is decided in the Council by the member states. There is also a natural break on number of languages which can be used in a meeting because we don't have facilities to have every meeting in all languages. Because you should know, in DG interpretation, we serve as meetings in the Council and the Commission, and that means on a daily basis between 60 to 80 meetings. It means employing between 400 and sometimes 800, 900 interpreters per day. So these have to be assigned to meetings, and a meeting can be from 23 languages into 23, or from 24 languages now with Croatian into 24, in which case you need 69 interpreters to service such a meeting, or it can be a meeting from two languages into two, or it can be a meeting of 15 languages into five, or 24 into 10. There is various systems which are in place where the language system or language regime, as we call it, in every meeting can be different.
So, is multilingualism thus still an important feature, considering, as you said, the strength of languages like English, French, and German?
And for the European Union, yes, multilingualism is an important feature. In practice, it does turn out that in many meetings, English is being spoken, and sometimes, and to the regret of the interpreters, English is being spoken despite the fact that there is interpretation available. And I think what sometimes delegates do not realize, let's say a Lithuanian delegate who could speak Lithuanian but chooses to speak English, he doesn't realize that his English will also have to be interpreted back into the other languages as well. So we advocate that people try and speak their mother tongue as much as possible when there is interpretation available. But realistically, we also see that there is a predominance of the use of English in many meetings where there are more languages available. But we still believe that it is important to give the possibility for people to speak their own language. Because whilst one may, in a general debate, feel comfortable speaking another language other than one's mother tongue, in a meeting where decisions are being taken which have financial implications for a country, it is important for everybody to feel at his most comfortable, his or her most comfortable, when speaking to the audience and conveying the positions. So that's why we think that multilingualism remains an important feature, even though in some working groups, for practical reasons, people just decide to speak English because it's the most commonly known language.
Your final appeal?
My final appeal is to try and attract more people to take up interpretation training here in the University of Malta. And like I said at the beginning, you do not necessarily have to be a language master or having studied language to take up interpreting. We're looking for people who are intelligent, quick-witted, with a broad range of interests, and who can feel and wish to live abroad and can contribute to this decision-taking process in the European Union.
Thank you very much.
U b'dik l-intervista ġejna fit-tmim edizzjoni oħra tal-programm Il-Balomba, jiena nieħu l-opportunità biex waqt nagħmel appuntament magħkom għall-ewwel ġimgħat ta' Jannar, nawgura lilkom u lill-familji tagħkom il-festi t-tajba u sena mimlija ġietu għena.
Għadkom kemm smajtu. Il-Balomba. Produzzjoni u preżentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba.